Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to an episode of Kaffir Klipa, short format podcast. So we'd have been some optimal this upcoming week. And of course, we should each have had a little bit of coffee. Now, this morning in particular, I threw some MCT powder in there. So you know I'm extra fired up for this conversation, which is all about this idea of check-ins and that no one is perfect. And the motivation for this came from a recent podcast I did with Jocko. Jocko and Echo, I was on their podcast for like 3.5 hours. It was a long podcast. And he dove into a book that I wrote in 2018, 2019. And as we're going through it, anybody who listens to the entire podcast will get a pretty good understanding of like who I am, my background, and things that I hold, you know, important in my life. I had a buddy of mine reach out and just say, hey, man, I appreciate the podcast. I appreciate you, not just with what you've accomplished in your fitness realm and business realm, but most importantly, as a, you know, husband, as a father. And I sat there and reflected. I took a moment and then he goes, those are things that I'm striving for. And I said, well, what advice can I give to him? You know, because I don't have it all figured out. Nobody does. That's for damn sure. But one thing I do know is that what's in your control is effort and check-ins. And here's what I mean. If you never ask yourself, how am I doing in these areas on a daily, weekly basis? How can you ever create any type of change that'll be beneficial for your life? So if you just, you know, go by and every day you go to work, you go to the gym, you say hi to your family, you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again. And it's like Groundhog Day. You're never going to make any improvements in those specific areas. But if you sat back, took 5 minutes on a walk to say, am I reaching my potential in this particular area? Like truthfully, like honestly sit there and say, am I really reaching my potential? And if the answer is yes, then hell yeah, keep crushing it. But if the answer is no, then you have an obligation to make changes in that particular area. And then whether that's being a husband, whether that's being a father, whether that's in your business, whether that's on your fitness, if you don't do these check-ins, you're never going to reach your potential is the idea. And so the advice I had for this gentleman was that simple. I'm not here to tell you exactly what to do. Every situation is different. And I surely am learning every single day. But one thing that I will never, ever allow not to happen is to put in effort into each one of these things that I care about and to not at least ask myself the hard questions of, am I doing the best I can? Because I do believe if you ask yourself that question and then have conversations with others around you that you care about, you'll probably identify areas you could improve on. But if you never even ask the question, you could be blinded by that. Or maybe you don't want to have that hard question, but that's the only way you're going to get through it. And I think the reason why this is something that comes so naturally to me is that every year for the CrossFit Games for years, I never got into the CrossFit Games for money or fame or any of that stuff. So every year, my wife and I would sit down and we'd say, are we ready to make the commitment for the next year? And the reason why it was a we was because we had to do check-ins with each other to say, hey, it's not just my commitment. It's the family's commitment. It's time away from these other things. And I needed to make sure that she was on board with that. And so this idea of check-ins, this idea of evaluations was just commonplace because we knew we had this big commitment ahead of us. Were we prepared to do it? And I think that instilled this mindset in me, and as well as competing in CrossFit, where I would have to do check-ins and say, hey, I took first, 40th. Well, I got to check in and ask, What did I not look at? What did I not evaluate to say, am I reaching my potential there? And so I think it just ingrained in me this mindset of constant self-evaluation. And so the takeaway for this and from the conversation I had with the gentleman is, on a daily basis, on a regular basis, just ask yourself, am I on the path to reaching my potential in the areas that matter to me? And if the answer is yes, then that's all you could do, man. And there's no second chances here as a husband, as a father, but you could always correct the path 5%, 10%. Maybe you even need to do a full 180, but at least you could do it today and have time to reconcile that than if you started asking those hard questions 10, 20 years from now. Anyways, that's all I got. You know, it's been a hell of a week. Jumped in the ocean with a bunch of guys, training hard. Men's club has just been awesome. We released our Train Hard merch to anybody who was on the newsletter. So if you're not on the newsletter, make sure you get on the newsletter. Man, we put out weekly content that's just badass. These Kaffir Klipas come out on Monday. On Wednesdays, we release the newsletter. So if you're not on there, you're definitely missing out. So make sure to check out the podcast show notes to join the newsletter. I hope you and your family are doing well. Let's keep having those check-ins. Let's keep reaching our potential. And let's keep, most importantly, train hard. Let's go.